Warm at 123. Everybody line up. It's time for Joanie. The show is about to start. Our fashionista. So
okay. Our
backpacks, back to school. What are we doing?
Yeah, so the fashion runway for me yesterday was the fact that my 2.5-year-old grandson started pre-K.
Oh, my goodness. 2.5 years old? Really?
Well, he's a little bit older than that, but, you know, we'll go with 2.5.
Okay.
So, of course, the backpack.
For a 2.5-year-old, a backpack?
Well, you know, you got to bring your stuff.
Yeah, your stuff.
A change of clothes, the blankie for the nap. I don't know. It's been a long time since I packed for preschool. But there he is in his cute little outfit, and his hair is all combed, and there's his little backpack. And it got me thinking about all the backpacks that I bought over the period of time with my three children.
Because they need a new one every year.
Well, so we had a big conversation about that when my kids went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because it changes, you know. In elementary school, it's all the stupid character backpacks, and then they get a little bit more mature in middle school. And when my kids were going to school, that the Vera Bradley cloth bags were huge.
Really?
So we got into that, which is great because it's lighter weight, washable.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got into high school when, you know, back then, not that they're that old, but there were more textbooks being used, and the bags needed to be bigger, and then they were athletic.
Yeah.
So, Christy, what kind of backpack does our little guy Nate carry right now?
Under Armour.
Oh, Under Armour.
Wait, did you get him a new one?
Yeah.
Every year?
Every year.
No, every 2 years.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, when my kids hit high school, we had this major conversation about, okay, so how many of these things we're going to buy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last year's is just fine.
Yeah, but no, it's not to them. I had to get a new one every year for both kids. Nike.
Right.
That was the big deal because they had the latest, coolest Nike thing.
Yeah. So, you know, what we're carrying is very different than what the kids carried, you know, years ago. But I always brought my kids, you know, there's a lot of parents who just do the shopping on their own. They get the teacher's list, they go get it, and they don't include the children. I always included the children in getting the supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And I had them check it off the list so that they participated in it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So anyways, the whole backpack thing, it just came rushing, all the memories rushed back when I saw the picture of my little grandson going to preschool.
How big is his backpack?
Oh, as big as him, it felt like.
I know. That was the thing. Like, backpacks were so full of books and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The kids were having bad posture. There was, you know.
I know. I saw this older guy walking, because we were just up at White Lake, this older guy walking, and it looked like he had rocks in it. And it looked like he was just for posturing,
to keep it back.
So include
the kids. That's a good idea if you can get that done. So backpack, and boy, how your life has changed.
Yeah, sure.
Warm 101.3.